This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:07 Monday morning. And we're going to get right to it. So here are the top albums in the country at this moment. Remember that physical sales of albums just do not matter anymore. Some of these people probably sold zero physical albums. It's all a certain number of streams will get you an album equivalent, and a certain number of singles sold will get you an album equivalent. So when I say that something, that the number one album here has sold 151,000 copies, what I mean is the equivalent.
Right.
It's just not like it used to be. Boy, the world is just changing so much. Coming in at number 10 is Championships, Meek Mill. Sold about 32,000 copies of that. Number 9 is I Am Greater Than I Was, 21 Savage, 32,000 copies of that. Travis Scott's Astroworld sold 33,000 copies. 8th place, Post Malone, Beer Bongs and Bentleys. Post Malone's a guy who's getting lost in the fog at the Grammys, right?
That's correct.
I like him.
Yeah. He has always tired under his eyes. Wow. I love Wow.
That's your song?
It's my, yeah.
Is that off this record?
It's just a good one. Just play it anyway.
I like that he at least sings. Plus, it's so funny that he got always tired tattooed under his eyes. Like, I find that to be, you know, dumb, but really funny.
Yeah.
And really true.
Well, who isn't always tired? Especially on Mondays. Oh, my God. Why are Sundays so hard, Vinny? I just can't get to sleep.
I didn't sleep well last night either, and I'd had a couple good, like, weeks straight of decent sleep, but not last night.
Yeah. I just laid in bed. I read and read, and then I'm like, oh, probably I should close this, put my light out, and go to sleep. And just lay there. Damn it.
I did stay up late partially because I finished True Detective, everyone.
Oh,
I liked it. It's, you know, in the cop genre, it's more artistic than many people would want.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, yeah. There's...
Slow, though. You really had to stick it out to do it.
I liked it, though. In the end, I like it. And it's a... And no giveaways here, but I was surprised by the ending.
Mm. And you said, actually, you really got turned around in the 7th episode. God, I can't wait for Game of Thrones.
What happened in the 7th episode made me jump to a conclusion about the finale.
Oh.
And I was wrong.
Oh. Ooh. Did your girlfriend watch it with you?
No.
Mm. Anyway, back to the original thought here. I don't know how we got that far. Post Malone was number 7.
Always
number
tired.
6, always tired. That's right. Thank you, Hooman. And we were talking about Sundays. Number 6 is Hoodie SZN, A Boogie with a Hoodie. And number 5, this is the 10th top 10 album for Drake. This is a mixtape that is 10 years old, but didn't become commercially available until this month.
What?
And suddenly it's in the top 10. So they're calling this his 10th top 10 album, even though it's 10 years old. The mixtape is called So Far Gone. 45,000 copies of it. Congratulations, Drake. You're number 5. New at number 4 is Florida Georgia Line. They sold 50,000 copies of Can't Say I Ain't Country. Don't worry, I won't. A Star Is Born soundtrack that sold 51,000 copies. Good for 3rd place.
I really like that. The country.
Of course you did.
I do.
Liar. The Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack sold 56,000 copies for 2nd place. Having a good time.
Did you like their opening at the Oscars?
Yeah, they did great. I actually love Adam Lambert with them anyway. And Brian May just still has it. I don't know how old that guy is, but damn, they're still rocking. Good for them.
Yep.
I'm so glad that Adam is touring with them. You know, he had done some stuff with them when he was on American Idol. And I think right after the show, he did a couple shows with them. But then he wanted to do his own thing. He put out a couple albums and
flopped.
Yeah. And then he was like, oh, does Queen still want me? Great, I'll tour with them.
I mean, I guess I shouldn't say flopped. He has his fans.
And he had, you know, minor hits, but right, it wasn't
but
like
even
a runaway.
Alice, we backed him.
We tried.
And it didn't go the way you would have expected.
Yeah. So they did this song and We Are the Champions last night. They opened up very short versions of them, but it was great. Good way to open the show.
People liked it.
Rock you. There was one point where he did the on and on and on and on thing, and he was so amazing.
He nailed it.
Oh, I thought he sounded absolutely great last night. The whole thing was very exciting. What is up with like the cave thing that they've got going on with the Oscars? I can't remember if they had that last. Like it's, you know how it's on a stage, and instead of just being like the straight walls of the stage,
oh, it's like a clamshell.
Yeah, thing? Like a weird sort of cavey thing that. Don't understand it. I'm like, it seems so.
I would bet that by
plasmic,
but by bringing the stage in a little, it doesn't make the people
seem so tiny,
right?
On it,
it gives them a little bit more of a.
I guess I don't know. It's so odd. It's like all this sort of bulbous,
and it may have to do with sound as well.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose. I always wonder how the sound is at those things. You know, there seem to be actually people were having a hard time hearing themselves, some of the performers. And I just thought, oh, like even Jennifer Hudson, who I've never heard hit a bad note, and probably, you know, argue with me if you want. But I was like, oh, that's a little flat.
Mm.
Oh, boy. So I wondered if they were like, and also it seemed like the mic she had was making a lot of noise. But anyway, you know, look, it's hard. It's a live show. They pull it off. I always wonder what the sound is like in the auditorium as opposed to the feed that we're getting through the television. I'm sure that's their priority, what we're hearing. So anyway, Star is Born soundtrack, that sold 51,000 copies. Bohemian Rhapsody, second place, 56,000 copies. And 151,000 copies of our number one album. It's Thank You Next, Ariana Grande. Second straight week. I want it. I bought it.
Good for her.
Yeah, it's great. It's great for her. And speaking of Ariana Grande, as you know, she broke up with Pete Davidson. He wasted no time hooking up with another of our hottest people. The planet's hottest people seem to be really into Pete Davidson. Him and Kate Beckinsale seem to be an actual thing.
Oh, so it's happening.
Apparently so. Us Weekly is saying Kate Beckinsale's happy with Pete Davidson. They have great chemistry. It's about a month after we started hearing this stuff. Kate is so into Pete and has been telling all her friends about him, says some source.
So weird. They're not a likely match.
No.
But I have dated girls where I thought, there's no way this chick's going to be into me. No way. And then I'm with her and thinking, so weird.
Mm. Any day now, she's going to
figure out. Yeah, she's going to figure
out.
Like, I'm not going
to
get too attached.
Way too high class for wanting to hang out with the likes of me. What are you doing?
Yeah, he's a 25-year-old sort of sallow-looking, you know. He's funny, I guess. You know, he does some funny stuff on SNL, I guess. Does this one bit where he goes, okay, okay, okay. That's the whole bit.
I don't know that bit.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's really funny. So he's 25. She's a sophisticated actress, a British actress who's 45.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just having a ball together. They were first spotted at multiple Golden Globe after parties in January. Some insider.
You know, it's possible she just wants some guy to take her to Pound Town. And
apparently he's hung like a pound
cake. And has no chance of it becoming a thing.
Sure. She's just having fun. She's getting in touch with her younger side.
Right, Yuzi?
Right, Vinny.
Earlier this month, they were holding hands as they left Lago Bar in Los Angeles. He's exactly her type, says some source.
What?
She likes young guys who make her laugh. I guess she was following him around at these after parties. That seems unlikely. She was following him around a bit and waiting for him. People approached her. She didn't want to talk to anyone else. It definitely seemed like Kate was interested in him. They're saying it's not built to last.
Of course not.
Pete's thing with Kate is fun. He thinks she's cool. They're on opposite coasts, though, so don't count on it getting too serious. Ariana Grande isn't bothered at all by the fling, says another source. In fact, she called the twosome so cute earlier this month.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah,
they're having fun.
Sure.
I'm looking at the guys she used to date. None of them are, like, that amazing.
So she doesn't pick amazing guys? Well, she's amazing. You know what? She likes to be the amazing one in the relationship.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, do you know who Michael Sheen is?
Michael Sheen? I don't think so.
Yeah. Jack Whitehall? I don't know these guys.
Well.
So. Sounds familiar right up until he had the Hall on there.
This guy, Pete Davidson's the most famous guy she's dated.
There you go. I mean, I don't know what that
Do you know
means.
Who Edmund Moriarty is?
No.
Len Wiseman?
Isn't that Sherlock Holmes' brother?
Why do I know the name Len Wiseman?
I don't know. What does he do?
You gotta look him up. I've never seen the guy's face before in my life.
Anyway, she's dating some young guy. She's having fun.
Sure.
Never has to excuse himself for a Viagra. Never says, ow, my hip. She never has to worry about a thing with that guy.
Len Wiseman wrote, directed, and produced all the Underworld movies.
That's
her franchise.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so. He was riding the coattails.
That's good. Amy Schumer has that horrible morning sickness that never leaves and isn't just in the morning. She is in her third trimester. It's called a hyperemesis gravidarum or something like that. I'm butchering that. And now she's had to cancel her. I guess she was touring. You know, there were videos of her in the back of the limo barfing into stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, this is so fun. I can't wait to get to the show. And then keep on going with it. She wrote, due to complications from hyperemesis. I'm not clear to fly for the next couple of weeks. I'm going to cancel the remainder of my tour. She said she's embarrassed to have to cancel, and fans who already bought tickets would get their money refunded. She says, I have a pretty good attitude about her pregnancy, and some days I feel good for a couple hours, but mostly it sucks. I wanted to push through and do my shows because I hate letting people down. I love stand-up and money, but more than that, I have to think about my health and the baby. So there you go.
Yeah. I mean, why would you want to work through that? It's ridiculous.
Right. I'm sure she has enough money to take some time off.
Yeah, I mean, if you're covering the bills, don't worry about it.
Right.
Durr.
So we did talk pretty extensively about the Oscars this morning in the 6 o'clock trash. I'm going to go through them again real quick. Green Book, congratulations. They won Best Picture at the Oscars.
I really like that movie.
Yeah, it's really good. Rami Malek won Best Actor for Bohemian Rhapsody. He fell, actually, right as he got off the stage. Apparently he slipped and fell. And paramedics had to come out and get him.
Wow.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. He's fine. I think it was just an overreaction, overabundance of caution or whatever they call that. But they took him backstage to check on him, I guess. But then later he looked just fine as he was doing all his interviews.
Did you see the big story was he's going with that girl from the movie?
Well, I wondered if he was because they were basically making out when he won.
No, they're going.
And then he said at the end of his acceptance speech something about her and how she.
Yeah,
you're the heart of the film.
I found love with you.
Yeah, they're together. It's a whole thing.
Well,
and they kept it quiet this whole time.
She was great in that movie, too. Mary. I don't know her name in real life.
Is it Lucy Boynton?
Sure.
Sure.
Yep, that's it. Lady Gaga won Best Original Song for Shallow from A Star is Born. She was also nominated for Best Actress, but lost to Olivia Colman. The whole no host thing worked out just fine. Don't worry. Everything was okay. They had an off-screen announcer who kept things moving at a pretty decent clip. Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Maya Rudolph came out and did sort of a mini monologue consisting of the jokes they would have told if they were hosting.
It was cute.
Yeah. Sam Jackson announced Spike Lee's first Oscar win, and this was, basically he went off script as he gave away the script award, adapted screenplay, or original screenplay, I have no idea which one. And then they basically, ha ha ha, I went off script, here's the award for script writing.
Oh.
Hilarious.
That was a good one.
Let's see. People talked a lot about Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga performing Shallow together. Everyone's saying they have definitely done it. Best director went to Alfonso Cuarón for Roma. Best animated feature was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, well deserved.
Didn't even get nominated for the song.
Stupid. Sunflower should have.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But I think. For real.
I think they wanted to give. Turn that up. You know who wrote that?
Who?
Always Tired.
Oh, yeah? Well, I assume that's him singing, right?
No, he's after Sway this
Lee.
Guy.
He's
at oh,
the
Sway
end.
Lee? Okay.
Never mind.
Why didn't Kendrick Lamar and
SZA?
Yeah, why didn't they do their song?
I don't know. I felt like they didn't perform a couple of songs.
Yeah, they didn't perform that one for sure. I was upset too. I'm like, where's Kendrick?
Yeah, all of a sudden they were giving away the award, and I was like, well, I guess maybe they're gonna do them later. So Green Book won the top prize, Best Picture. Best Actor went to Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody. Best Actress was Olivia Colman for The Favorite. Best Supporting Actor, Mahershala Ali, friend of Hooman's and Brin's.
Yeah.
Friend of Hooman,
though. If you ever get a chance to interview him.
Do it. He's a great guy, and he's a great interview. Go to the @973 Instagram. We posted a picture. What did you think of Amy Poehler, Maya Rudolph, and Tina Fey at the beginning?
Fine. I thought that was funny. It's cute. Yeah. I like them, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like I could be friends with them.
You could.
Yeah. Regina King, Best Supporting Actress for If Beale Street Could Talk. Best documentary feature was Free Solo, the climbing
that
one.
I'm gonna write that down.
I've heard it's like your hands will sweat the whole time because they do that height stuff. You know.
Yeah. Well, just looking at that one scene where they're sort of shooting down at him, just with his hands shoved in a crevice, trying to get up there, and then it's so far to the ground.
Watching the people accept the award, it looked. I don't know if they're a couple. They might be a couple, but they're up there giving their speech and trying to remember to thanking these people. And the guy who's the star of the film is standing there quietly, and they're thanking everyone, and you were so good. And I'm like, what about him? He's right there, the guy who climbed all the stuff. They did mention him right at the very end.
He didn't get to say anything?
He didn't say a word. Maybe he didn't want to.
Maybe.
But
I just climb stuff. I don't do any talking.
You know, well, after I thought about it for a second, well, they're the ones that made the movie.
Mm. I still think it's a crime that Mr. Rogers didn't get a nomination.
Didn't get nominated. You know, I haven't seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, but that seemed like a pretty thick category. Like, you know, you got the Pixar movie in there. And Isle of Dogs was in. I loved Isle of Dogs.
Isle of Dogs is phenomenal.
It's a great movie. See that.
Yeah, you'd like it.
You would love it. If you're a dog person, that's
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You'd love that
dogs
movie.
Dogs break my heart still. I can't get over it.
Dude, there's some heartbreaking stuff in
that.
Yeah,
it's really
hard
for me.
Yeah, but it's also you will love the ending. You are an ending person.
I am.
And that is a good, good movie. Super good twists and turns, too. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. The Oscars happened. God, they're over. Ugh. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Vaping makes the news.
Uh-oh.
And, and more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's her.
I like that a lot.
Really nice.
It's good. Just sing along with it. Mm.
The Grammys turning us on to new music.
Gotta love that.
I mean, I know it wasn't new to most people, but sure. Brand new to me.
Me too. All right, it's about 8:38, coming up at 9 o'clock, and throughout the day today, we are going to send someone on a trip for two to see Shawn Mendes in Miami. So listen all week at 9, noon, 3, and 5 for all the details and your chance to win.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to our station's website. We work hard on it.
Mm.
There's a whole team of people working on that round the clock to make it the best radio station. Sorry. The best website.
Mm. Radio station website.
Well, no. Of all the websites.
Oh, you're just throwing it in with all the biggies, huh?
Right.
Mm.
Google.
Better than Google, I mean.
Right.
Google.
Facebook. No fake news on our site.
Let's double check that. Let's fact check that.
No, don't be ridiculous. We can say. Anyway, so RadioAlice.com, go there. Hey, let me ask you a question before we get started, because I have a note in front of me and I meant to talk to you. Are you still watching a show called The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
You're watching it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're caught up.
Caught up. I watched yesterday's episode tonight, probably.
I randomly was sitting next to the missus when she watched the, I don't know what night she put it on, but she's like, this might be the best episode in 3 years.
Yeah, this season is getting good.
The creepy shaved head lady is freaking me. I'm nowhere near caught up.
Yeah.
I'm years behind. But the freaky shaved head lady?
Yeah, she is a, I want to say she's an English actress. Like, I feel like I've seen her in something else. Yeah, it's good this season. You know what happened is, listen, spoiler alert. Certain key characters are gone,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they flashed forward like 6-7 years. So it's like they're the little
kid.
They
just did a jump.
They did a huge jump, a big jump, and everything has followed. But a bunch of key deaths. I mean, just it was big. And now there's this, you know, all these kids are now grown up and or growing up, like little Judith, who was like maybe a 2 or 3 year old mm-hmm. when something happened. Now she's like, I don't know, 9, 10 years old. I don't know how old she is.
Wow.
I don't know. And the whole Negan thing has taken a turn. I'm sort of. It's been good. It is back. Because there were a couple of years there I'm like, why do I even watch this show? Why do I even watch it? It just got so annoying. Really good.
All right, good. Well, a couple quick hits. So the weather's going to turn ugly this afternoon and be with us for a couple days. Another one of those atmospheric rivers. It's going to rain hard. Really hard.
Boy.
And a ton of snow still to come. And I keep hearing from people who've been getting the snow that's already fallen,
and
getting it so good. Mm. So
it's
a good
steep.
Season. Yeah, no doubt. All right. So there's that. Also, the Oakland school teachers are on strike and are preparing to be out in this storm.
Yeah.
So they'll be out there doing that. They have like rain. They're not tarps, but they're those plastic.
Like ponchos.
Sheeting.
Ponchos. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're going to all be wearing those. And be out there. So there's that. Also, boy, the stock market's looking good.
Oh, yeah. You were saying Snap is
green.
Looking...
Well, Snap looks great. Snap's over 10.
Oh, it's amazing. Why didn't we buy it when it was 5-something, Brian?
Yeah. It's green all over the place, everyone.
That's good news.
That is good news.
Yeah.
Gotta love to see that.
Yep.
Vaping.
Yeah, what about it?
You into it?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I mean, it's really, for me, it's nicotine delivery. It's got nothing to do with the flavors, and it certainly doesn't have anything to do with weed. You know, some people are consider vaping to be like a pot thing, but for me, it was always just e-cig, basically.
Hmm. Most people get by now that smoking cigarettes is really bad for you, but apparently the vaping is pretty huge mm-hmm. among the kids. They're into it. So they...
Yep.
Big Tobacco found a new way to hook you? I don't know.
Yep.
The hot new trend for couples is to vape in your wedding photos.
Oh, for God's sake, really?
There's like a ton of photos. Elle Magazine did a story on it. There's a bunch of shots, I guess, hashtagged on Twitter and more. Is it cool? Is it trashy? Is it hip? Is it artsy?
I don't know.
I know I've been behind cars that seem to be releasing, like, that car's on fire.
Yeah.
The amount of smoke coming from the driver's side window
right.
totally.
Would appear to be that a Molotov cocktail had been thrown in there and the guy was on fire.
Right.
But no, you pull
no,
up, just hitting his vape.
Hitting the vape pen.
Thing.
How are you seeing this? You're like Post Malone trapped in that tunnel.
Oh, are those some of the wedding photos? Oh, the whole
party. Oh, my God. The whole party is doing it.
Those are the big clouds, though, that I was talking about. Super big.
Yeah, I don't...
What's cool about that?
I don't know. Yeah.
That's not cool.
Whatever. Cool is in the eye of the beholder, I guess. I just feel like...
What do you feel like?
I don't know. They're such formal photos. Like, I guess... Probably they also have a bunch of regular photos, and then for fun they all do the. They all had their vape pens
well,
on. Well,
if
sure,
you all
so.
Vape,
sure, why not?
Clearly they all do.
Yep.
So.
That's funny.
One of those fun studies. I always liked when they talk to people about what they like, what they're into.
Yes, yeah.
Women are most attracted to men their own age, and men are only attracted to women under 24.
That was not what I expected to hear. That's
the
very
study
funny.
Found that as women get older, the men they're most attracted to are roughly around their same age.
Yeah,
for
go.
Men, no matter how old they get, they're attracted to women between 20 and 24.
Men, they never grow up.
When the study asked people who they're most interested in, both men and women named people their own age, but,
uh-huh.
you know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
who are they attracted right. to?
Well, I don't want to talk to her. I just want to do her.
So
then
a 40-year-old
back to the daycare.
40-year-old man might be most attracted to a 20-year-old woman, but if he's looking for anything more than out of a relationship, he'll gravitate towards someone his own
well,
age.
Well, someone who has, you know, some of the same shared experiences and, you know, knows who the Brady Bunch are. And,
right.
I don't know. You need to have some stuff in common. I don't want to hear about your friend's giant vape cloud, vape pen cloud, and, you know, some terrible band I'd never heard of.
You don't want to hear about that?
I don't.
All right.
I want to talk about other things.
A new survey asked people how much they think they're spending every month on subscriptions, including cell phone service. The average person said around $80.
Oh, my God.
Turns out it's way more.
Yeah, way more. And well, they must be counting cable and...
Cable, Netflix, Hulu,
sure.
Amazon Prime.
Not to
cloud
mention
storage
all
like
the
iCloud,
newspapers.
Dropbox, music streaming, subscription boxes, app memberships.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like $237 a month.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. I'm paying for at least 4 music services.
4?
Yeah.
Why?
Amazon Music, Apple Music,
wait,
Spotify,
and
Pandora.
Why would you have all of those?
I just do.
What do you mean you just do?
Because I use them in different places. Like here, we use Amazon Music all the time for everything. So I can write this one off. Apple, I use in my car because I don't know why. My son was like, you got to get that. My son, I pay for his Spotify thing because he's my son and he wanted to be on that because that's a social thing. And then at home, I use Pandora all the time. I still use it.
Yeah, but that's free.
No, not if you don't want commercials, and I don't want commercials.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I pay $4.99 a month for that.
Look at you go.
I know. I'm trying to think of, like, I'm sure I am well over $200 a month.
Well, yeah.
In subscriptions. I have Hulu, Amazon Prime,
Netflix.
CBS All Access.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Star
my
Trek
God.
So
I know. Well, look, you know, I got to consume this stuff. I feel like I write most of this stuff off. I have a pop culture job to do here.
Right.
Even though I hate pop culture.
It was a trip. Last night, while the Oscars were on, I wasn't watching it because I needed to watch True Detective so that no one would spoil the end for me.
Right.
I just realized if I don't watch it now, someone's going to tell me what happened, and then I won't even want to watch it.
I shouldn't have even bothered with the Oscars because we literally sat there with the remote, and every time anything would happen, we'd be like, fast forward it, fast forward it, fast forward it. We got through almost the entire show in about 2 hours.
Oh, shorter than that.
You think?
Oh, yeah. We caught up at the end, I think, didn't we?
I think so. I was trying to kick Hooman out of the house, and it's like a little bit after 8.
What
and I'm
is
like,
trying consist of?
Well,
why don't you
I
just
mean,
say,
I was going to bed,
it,
but we were so close to the end. There were like 2 more awards, so I'm like standing in the kitchen, like leaning over so I can see the TV, and Hooman's like half got his shoes on, and we're waiting, and then finally they're like, they go, it's Green Book. I'm like, all right, great. See you later. Bye. Stomp off to bed.
So weird you have company every night like that.
But it didn't matter because nobody slept last night. Anyways.
Right. You know what? Right. We might as well have watched another episode of Discovery. Star Trek Discovery on CBS All Access. Ding, ding, shame. Except there is none because I pay for that service. We don't work for CBS anymore.
And you love it.
I love that show.
Really?
I don't watch anything else on All Access.
Well, isn't that all there is?
Well, there's Big Brother stuff, but yeah, basically that is all there is.
Not the Survivor? There's no Survivor thing?
I don't know. Maybe there is like some behind-the-scenes Survivor stuff. I don't know. I never look at it except when I go to watch Discovery.
Speaking of Survivor, I saw they must have had recently had an event, and Propes was asked, "What's the single best move you've ever seen on any of the Survivor episodes.
Oh, and what did he, have an answer ready?
He did have an answer, and I don't remember it.
Oh, what is it?
It's when Parvati played two immunity idols at once and flipped the whole game in that one tribal council. And I was thinking, how do I not remember this?
I remember Parvati very well.
Well, she was, if she didn't win, she certainly played well. She was a really good player.
She was good.
And she was super flirty, so.
Yeah, she's the brunette hot ass Danielle.
Yeah. Mm. Super fun to watch.
Right.
But I don't remember the.
No, I don't remember that either. Not specifically.
Then he was asked, what's the worst move? And I can't think of the kid's name.
I know who you're talking about with the blonde hair.
Yes, they show the picture
who
where
trusted them and gave up his
three girls
thing.
Said, give us your immunity
to show
idol,
us
you'll
that
be
you...
in with us. Right. And they immediately kicked him off.
And they were like, we can't believe how stupid he is.
Right. And Probst even said he came in very innocent. He had no idea that these girls would do that to him. He truly trusted them.
Yeah. Like a dummy.
And handed over his immunity idol. And okay. they didn't even wait.
Nope. Right adios, then. Amigo. Thanks
How
for being an idiot.
How cold-blooded do you have to be?
Pretty cold-blooded.
God. Does it get any meaner than that?
Nope.
Right. Well, anyway. A 63-year-old guy from Oregon named Mark Doyle was caught driving through Pennsylvania with 500 pounds of pot in the back of his U-Haul last Thursday.
Oh.
The reason he got pulled over, he was driving 40 miles an hour in a 70-mile-per-hour zone.
Oh, that's what those stone people do.
30 miles per hour under the speed
really,
limit.
Really slow.
Doesn't say if he was just being really careful or if he'd been getting high.
Yeah.
But the cops did find a small amount of pot in the front seat. The rest was hidden in the back.
Huh.
He's facing multiple drug trafficking charges. This seems to be a thing with the pot deliveries.
Yep.
To get it someplace where it's legal and
deliver it to the place where it isn't.
Ay-yi-yi.
Nationwide legality should be in place. What did he say?
Is on your side.
Is on your side.
Nationwide, the commercial.
I love those commercials so much. I'm so embarrassed that I love him, but I love him.
Are those the
Peyton Manning?
Peyton Manning and Bryce. Who's the guy?
No, Brad Bridges? Paisley. It's Brad Paisley. Okay,
Brad Paisley.
And by the way, he's really good.
You're the country aficionado on the show, so you would know.
They're good together.
His songs about trucks and dogs, drinking, women.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, exactly.
All the classics.
Well, and I told you, he sings one of the songs in Cars soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Behind Gray Clouds or something like that. Mm. All right, fine. Did I say how about a fast fact? Because here's a fast fact.
I love those. Fact.
In Delaware, a marriage can be annulled if one or both people did it as part of a game of truth or dare. Which I guess
happens.
If you both agree to say that that's what happened, then there you are. You can annul the thing.
Oh. Is there a time limit?
Doesn't say. Softball was originally called kitten ball.
Kitten ball.
Kitten ball.
Why kitten ball?
I don't know. No idea. Vincent Van Gogh was named after his stillborn brother.
Oh.
1 year before he was born, his parents had named a child Vincent, who died during birth.
Oh.
That's weird.
Like, you know, Vincent Take Two.
Right.
I think Willem Dafoe just played him, and they showed a clip last night on the Oscars, and he's got like his ears cut off, you know, and his head's all wrapped up. Someone was telling him to do it, you know, all these voices.
You didn't watch the movie, though?
No.
Not into it?
Was it called Van Gogh? There was a...
No. Let me look it up.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 408 says, really, Vin? To Sarah? In quotes. You have no say in this breakups. Look.
What?
Sarah's had relationships, but mostly she was like...
It was a stick and move.
You did a hookup thing, and then you'd grab John and ran him down the aisle.
Yeah.
So I was just referencing that, but I didn't realize that Mike Riddell guy was 2 years in high school.
Mm.
So you Long had a time. High school sweetheart.
I did.
Even though you didn't do him.
No.
Which I don't
do
get. I don't get that at all.
The Willem Dafoe movie is called At Eternity's Gate.
Oh, and it is about Van Gogh, though,
it
right?
Is. Okay.
I just assumed because the guy had the ear cut off. He was talking like a crazy person. I'm like, oh, I think that might be a Van Gogh movie. Van Gogh.
Anyway, 408 goes on. Hooman opens his mouth all the time when he actually has no place.
Yeah. Ha! Yeah, Hooman.
Hooman's had a lot of breakups.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's had no kids and no marriages. Yeah.
And he doesn't own a house.
Yeah.
What's the last story you talked about? Some person from Azerbaijan?
Oh, yeah.
Sarah said it was quite a story.
It is quite a story. Her name is Mambubula. Manjubula. Mambubula. Abubula. Can't think of her name.
I'm not going to help you. It's more fun to watch you just tread water.
Do you know what
here.
It is?
No, I'm not going to bother with you.
You don't know what it is.
Mambuba.
Mambuba.
That's
See?
Right, Mambuba.
You know, I'd get it
That's
out right. of you. Tricked you. And she's selling her virginity for $2.6 million. That's a good story. Can you remember her last name? Hold on.
It's not about her last name, Sarah.
So you can't remember it then?
No, I can't. I can't.
But Mambuba you got.
It's Mamazada.
Mambuba Mamazada? Mm-hmm.
Sarah, don't you think one of the sweeter moments at the Oscars was when Chris Pine helped Regina King and her dress get up the steps?
Yeah, that was very chivalrous.
Was that Chris Pine or Chris?
It was Chris Pine. It was Captain America. Oh, yeah. No, it was. You're right. It was Chris Evans.
Yeah.
It was Captain America.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Because first we said Chris Hemsworth. We're like, no, it's one of the other Chris's. There's a bunch of Chris's.
Well, that's the bit, right?
Yeah.
408 says, OMG, True Detective is amazing, but I haven't seen the ending, so don't give it away.
And you've been good. You haven't given it away.
I'm not trying to do that, but I...
And nobody here else besides you has seen it, so...
I made a point
yeah,
because
watch it today,
if I didn't see it and someone told me, I wouldn't even watch it.
Yeah, you do that. When you find something out, you're like, well, I don't have to watch it.
Isn't the True Detective finale next week? No. Am I in a time warp?
Yes.
Yeah, it's done.
Yep.
I saw the end last night. Michael Sheen was in Underworld opposite Kate Beckinsale.
He's
Michael Sheen is in the new Tron and Masters of Sex.
Okay.
I
so
don't watch.
She dated her co-star in Underworld and the director of Underworld. Is that right? Len
right, but
Wiseman.
Hooman was saying none of these guys have done anything. They're losers.
Well, she's the only one I could pick out of a lineup from the
well,
Underworld
one of
movies.
Them is in the director's union with you, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman.
He's on the phone.
Of course
he
jumps out.
He's on the hotline.
Of course he does.
He's on the hotline. Is it Jason Sisko?
I don't know.
No.
You sure about that?
Hey, we'll break and come back right after the...
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.